Yes, and welcome back to the official Get a Kick AFL podcast. I'm Ash Williams, and as always, I'm joined by the exuberant David Zeta. How are you, Dave?
What does that mean? Are you being facetious?
You don't know what exuberant means.
No, but like, are you being facetious when you say exuberant? Are you trying to say I'm a bit down?
I think since the AFL season has ended, a weight has been lifted from your shoulders.
Oh, so you're being serious. I'm up and about, mate. Well, we've still got the trade period, which is possibly some of the most painstaking media coverage you'll see over the next 3 weeks or so. But I'm happy to be through the season proper. And now we can, the end is in sight. And we're very excited for it, Ash.
Yeah, and obviously fans of AFL Tonight would have, really enjoyed the last episode last night.
Yeah, they would have. Mum didn't see it. She's currently at Tim Boone with my auntie. It's just down there having a couple of days away. But she wasn't aware it was our last show last night. I said it was our last show last night. She said, oh, your last show what is it? Is it Footy Classified, isn't it? I said, no, Mum. It's AFL Tonight. But 2 years into this gig, she continues to not understand what it is that I do or who I actually work for. But that's okay.
Mate, you really bottled that joke, didn't you? Because you told me that sentence about an hour ago on the phone, what your mum said to you, and you said it better to me on the phone.
Oh, why don't you recount it on the phone?
The way I remember it was your mum knew it was your last night, and she said, oh, yeah, you've worked hard this year. You've worked really hard this year on Footy Classified.
Well, yeah, like I don't know which version you think was better. Maybe because you've already heard it, you knew where it was going, and so it didn't have the same impact it would have had on the phone.
Structurally, you want to finish with the punchline.
Well, I finished with Footy Classified, didn't I?
Yeah, but it didn't have the bet.
So I did finish
lead
with
up.
The punchline.
No. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll explain comedy to you.
You can explain comedy to me afterwards, mate. Because
you can explain to me mediocre. Yeah.
No, you're going well. You haven't got a shirt on again, which is great. Any reason, or do you just like rocking up? Is it some sort of power move to start these podcasts with no shirt on? Is this something you want to do just to sort of swing your dick around?
Oh, right. I have been playing paddle, mate, with some of Australia's best people. I don't want to drop any names, but Pat Rafter is one of them.
Okay, right. Very good. Paddle. Now, that's not paddle. That's not pickleball. That's a different sport. Is that right?
No, paddle is the, I guess, the adversary of pickleball. But
well, I thought that was tennis.
I maintain that the two can coexist in the same world.
Right. Okay. Oh, well, we'll find out. Well, you're sort of neck deep in both of them, aren't you? Trying to make a bit of money off them?
Yeah, well, that's it, Davey. Yeah. You know,
it's all a business venture for you.
I got the hand out wherever it can make some money.
Oh, right. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Now, mate, should we talk some AFL?
Yeah, mate, let's do it. I just had the grand final and was there, lucky enough to be there watching and
Run us through your day, mate. What happened?
I was at the MCG from about 6 a.m. Just getting ready for some Fox Sports news crosses at 7 a.m. The Uber driver on the way there, he was up and about. He asked me who would win between Geelong and the Western Bulldogs. I said, it's the Brisbane Lions, mate. But he was up and about for the day, even if his detail wasn't exactly up to scratch. So I got to the G at about 6:30, 6 o'clock, got ready, did my crosses until about 11. Went over and saw John Ralph, did a trade cross with him at 11:30, and then made my way into the venue with my mate Finn, who's a Brisbane Lions fan. He was a big supporter, and in we went and watched the footy.
I got to admit, I chucked the KO Sports on at about 2 p.m., and I thought, geez, I had a couple of travellers. And I jumped into the Uber and I thought, I'll watch some Snoop Dogg. And I thought, this is strange. KO Sport haven't even got the footy on. And it says, the replay starts in 5 hours. I think something's wrong with my KO.
What?
I swipe out of it. I log back in and then I realise it's on Channel 7.
We haven't got we can't show the grand final live.
Yeah.
All the pre-game entertainment as far as I'm aware.
So,
what we did is we had our own call. this year we could call the game. We just had to be a replay.
Let's get real. Who is watching that call after they know the result?
Oh, I think everyone.
Really?
Because there aren't any ads from Siren to Siren. It's just the full match replay. You've got the call. Fox's graphics, I think, are better. You've got Fox's commentary, which I think is better.
Are you reading from a media release?
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. I just think, like, it would have been weird because it wasn't live, but once that game finishes, it becomes sort of the call that everyone goes to, because that's how everyone will consume it from now on. They'll watch it via Fox Footy, won't they? A few will watch it on 7 too. They would have had it recorded, but I just think Fox Footy, that call is just going to be, and that's the one we'll use for all our promos. It's the one that you'll see.
Who was on the grand final call team?
So Dwayne Russell was calling, Anthony Hudson, they're the two mains. And then specials, I don't know. I actually haven't heard it yet. I still haven't heard the call.
I thought you watched it. I thought it was everyone was watching it.
No, but I haven't watched it yet, but I haven't found the need to. I'm sure a lot of Brisbane fans will be watching it. A lot of footy fans who want to watch the grand final, that would become their call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look.
You're not convinced, but I mean,
I'm not convinced of either. I'm not saying that Seven and Fox have some great talent. Do they have the some weak links? Bloody oath they do. Yeah, there's some guys in their call team that I'd tell them to pack up their stuff. That's with Channel 7 and Fox.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, luckily you're not in charge of anything. So
I'm in charge of my mate's dog right now, Dave, and that's all I really need.
How's he?
What's well, we're yet to find out. But
what?
No, it's a he. He's asleep right now. He's always pretty tired. But
what's his name?
His name is Moose.
Moose, the dog. Yeah. Moose, the dog. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, good, mate. Where did you watch the granny from? A pub in Gold Coast?
Yeah, I watched it from, I'll tell you, I got in the Uber and I was picking my mate up and we were going to the Talabudra Surf Club. And I got in with three hard-rated solos, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I get in, I crack one, and the Uber driver says to me, "Is that alcohol?" I said, "No, it's solo." He goes, "Oh, good, because you can't drink in here." And I go, "No, it's solo." And he goes, "You really like solo?" And I go, "I've got three on me." I go, "I love solo, mate." So then, yeah, we pick up my mate and we go to the Tully Surf Club. And I tell you, for a Victorian, you don't want to watch the AFL Grand Final there. This was sacrilege, Dave. We missed the first bounce because they were drawing the meat raffle.
Oh, come on.
And the winner of the meat raffle, Pink, 38, right? Pink. This is as the first bounce is happening. So we've got dead air. There's only one PA.
That is bullshit.
And then we get the stream, right? About 30 seconds in. And then another 30 seconds and the winner of the second meat tray. And I'd had three hard-rated solos, so I was up and about. I stood up and I said, "No one cares about the meat raffle." And everyone applauded.
Oh, did they? All right, very good. Very good. Well, that's good by you, Ash. You're a hero, mate. And I'm sure everyone in that bar would have appreciated you. Where was it? Surf Tambourine? What's it called?
Talabudra.
Talabudra. Yeah, well done there, mate. Well, I'm sure you got it. What time did you leave the Talabudra?
About 6, and then I went to Burley Pavilion on my own.
Oh, of course you did.
A very sad sight.
Burley Pavilion. The Burley Pav. Of course you did. It's like the Emerson of Melbourne.
Probably, I don't know.
Or the Espy.
It's ESPY. A fair call. Yeah. Well, the word Talabudra is a bit like, we were talking about with your colleague, Drew Jones, we were talking about an hour ago that you had never heard of the 12th man.
No, that's not true. I heard of it. I just wasn't aware of it. And then Drew started reciting some of their stuff and it was quite funny.
And what's the one you like?
He said, Drew just put a funny voice on, which I enjoyed, but he said there were players, I forget what team it was for, cut a bunch of lavender and shove them into us.
Yeah, it's good.
Which I thought was humorous.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, I found that quite, I found mirth in that.
Cut a bunch of lavender and shove them into Vass.
Yeah, I thought it was very,
very good.
From the package.
So, mate, getting back to AFL,
yeah,
what were your thoughts on Snoop Dogg?
Well, at the venue, I didn't find it that, like, it was fine at the venue. But then I realised afterwards, apparently it was quite the event. You know, it got a great reception.
Yeah, I don't know, because I watched it obviously on the TV. I think his music is a bit low energy for...
Well, that was always the concern.
It's very, you know, sit down on the couch type music. It's not like, let's get up and dance.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
It's low energy. Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's chill music. It's like, you know... So that's what I thought was the issue there. It was the crowd wasn't that into it. But then I saw the social media reactions and the way people were talking about it was great.
People on social media are idiots.
Okay.
So we can't be taking data from that.
People on social media are idiots.
Well, they are.
Right.
They are.
But that's what the sporting landscape is. We take the social media, we just sort of, It's like a human centipede sort of situation where we all just feed each other, you know?
Oh, lovely.
So it's a bit intense. But in terms of the media, someone says something, then we react to it. And then someone on social says something, we take a bit off that. Someone gets angry that we're reporting it, and then we take off that.
No, I am familiar with the human centipede. I just didn't know you were such a big fan.
No. I just, it came to mind when I think of sort of the way that things happen in the media.
Yeah, well,
sometimes,
mate,
it can be like that.
Speaking of all things human centipede, draft and trades are happening. More so trades. What is your gut feel on Zach Merritt?
I think he'll get what he wants and he'll get traded eventually.
Where to?
To Hawthorn. It's just been ugly. It's been messy, it's been icky, it's just been yuck, and I don't like the way it's played out, but he'll get what he wants, I think, in the end. If I was Essendon, I would just say, like, honestly, and I know this is easier said than done, but I'd be like, well, bad luck, we haven't got a deal that satisfies us. If you get a good deal, then great. If not, then we're not satisfied with the deal. You're playing for us, you're contracted to us, and he'll walk back in and work his ass off, because that's what he does. He's his own worst enemy when it comes to that, because his standards are so high that he'll just drive himself when he's back there.
Well, it sounds like Petrarca is going to Adelaide.
Well, he landed in Adelaide yesterday to have a look around and meet with the club, tour South Australia, see what he thinks of it.
Well, my mate, who's a mad Crows fan, reckons that if you zoom in on one of the images, you can see a pen that Petrarca is holding and trying to mask.
You think he's come over there with a pen to sign? Mate,
I'm just, relaying what my Crows friend says.
I feel like I've never seen someone use their, at a signing ceremony, have to take out their own pen. It's not BYO pen. They provide the pen to you and they give you the contract.
I don't know, mate. I wouldn't imagine there'd be too many.
They would sign it without e-signatures these days.
I was going to say, I wouldn't imagine there'd be too many pens floating around Adelaide. But
because they're old school. Yeah, that's what you're being mean. Yeah.
Well, they're all, you know, crayons and texters.
Yeah, old school. Yeah. No, good. They'll enjoy that. Shout out to our South Australian listeners as well. Cash is obviously a big fan. I'll tell you what, I've told you this before. I know it was Gather Round, but I've only been to Adelaide once. It was during Gather Round last year. And I was ill for the most part of it, but the city was beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah.
But it was as busy as it would get, I'd imagine. Maybe normally it's a bit quieter, but it was a fantastic city. I actually really enjoyed it. And I was surprised given the rap that I had been given about it.
What you're doing there is like, you know, you're in Adelaide for the best week of the year. That's like someone going to Melbourne during grand final week who loves AFL going, gee, this city's actually really good. Like the energy's great.
Okay. So I'll just get to go during an off-peak time and you think it'll be a shithole.
Yeah, mate, go there off peak and then give us your luxury escapes travel report.
Sure. Okay, I can do that for you, mate.
Oh, by the way, mate,
oh,
one thing we haven't covered off, and we're going to have to. I will put this in the podcast. Is you've been doing a little bit of ambassadorial work.
Oh, I know where this is going. I was asked because they said we're just trying to, you know, pump up the.
I'm going
to
play a bit, Dave. I've got it.
I don't want to listen to it. I'm taking my headphones off because I haven't heard it. I haven't watched it. And I
Then take your headphones off.
I don't like watching myself.
My name's David. I am a sports reporter at Fox Sports, and I live at EBV. Grand final day. It's a great day, but a long one. So I'll need a beer at the end of it. I was always hoping they would start showing the footy. So when they did, I was very happy because now I can actually do a bit of both fun and work at the same time. So.
All right. Well, we've seen enough. We've seen enough there, Dave. You can put your headphones back on.
Thanks, mate.
Now, mate, you're there drinking beer. I don't know. What are you promoting? You're promoting the pub or the property place where you live?
No, so I thought it was sort of about East Brunswick Village where I live. But I think the main thing that they wanted to push was the fact that the brewery there now shows the footy, because at the start they weren't showing footy and now they're showing it. So I think they just wanted to promote the fact that I'm there, I watch the footy there, it's something for everyone's at EBV. They did one with the person who works at the salon there, the beauty salon. So I think they're just trying to show lots of different people live there. The beer thing, I mean, you're at a brewery, so you sort of have to have beer. Beer is not my, as most people who know me would know, it's not my go-to. I'm more of a gin and tonic, gin and soda sort of guy. Have a cocktail. But it's a brewery. You have some beer. They gave me some rice beer. It was actually quite nice.
Yeah, the video, you walk away from that thing and David Zeta is a piss hound.
Yeah.
Like, I think you had three or four beers in the video.
No. That's just them cutting back to the same beer. I have one glass.
I'm confused by the whole video, to be honest, because I'm not sure what they're trying to sell, because the overriding feeling of the video is sadness. You're there on your own. There's no one else there watching it, by the way. It was empty.
But there was no foot. The footy wasn't on that day. I just had to put KO on because there was no footy on that day.
Then film it when, like, it's busy and then insert you. So, like, you know, that you can capture the atmosphere.
Mate,
it looks...
It's not fucking Steven Spielberg there. They haven't got a massive budget. They can't CGI shit in. They had what they had.
Have you ever heard of common sense?
Mate, it's fine. It looked fine. I just don't... I sent it to Mum saying if I was in this, and I wish I didn't, because she posted it on her story, and now everyone's seen it, and I'm getting shit about it all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to post it on my story.
Yeah. Well, mate, I'm just trying to... Like, I was doing a nice thing. They asked me to help out. I helped out.
Did you, I know you won't answer this if there is anything.
Here we go.
You know, under the table, but was that a paid deal?
No, I categorically no.
So why did you do it?
Because I'm trying to help out. They asked me to do something and I said yes.
Was there any free food?
No, that beer was free. It was one, whatever it is,
for a guy who doesn't really drink, that's not a great deal. And so if you go back there, will you get a free meal?
No, I went back there afterwards and bought I got a Palmer and a cocktail. I didn't get it for free, no.
You're kidding.
Well, mate, I ordered it on my phone.
You paid, and you've just done basically an ambassadorial deal. Mate, they are bending you over.
It's not an ambassadorial deal.
They're bending you over.
I asked them to help them out, and I did.
Mate, these people, mate.
Anyway, East Brunswick Village, it's a great part of the world, and very happy to have bought there, and hopefully it... the more people go there and live there, the more money I'll get when I sell it. So maybe there was something in it for me. But apparently I haven't done a good job of selling it.
No, it wasn't you. It was more just the direction. It just looked very sad and very empty. Mm. And don't let David King see that, because, you know, he said that your tweets are just a cry for help. This video is a cry for help.
Well, he wouldn't know because he unfollowed me, as we discussed. I'm pretty sure he unfollowed me. I still haven't figured out if he has. I might see him at the drinks today.
Ask him.
He also, I think he goes off Twitter now. He turns Twitter off for a while.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He said on Twitter, I'm turning it off for a while, and all the best.
Yeah.
He cops a few on there.
No. Well, he's had a good year.
Has he?
And so you've got your Fox Footy drinks this afternoon?
Yep. We got them this afternoon. So I'll be heading over there soon once I've done my work here. And hopefully we have a good day.
Hopefully it's not at that KBV or wherever you had your drinks.
EBV, mate.
EBV.
You've been there. It's a lovely place.
It's not.
It is. You just don't like the northern suburbs because you're a fuckwit.
No, I just enjoy an air of optimism.
You enjoy being in the footy bubble where every person is the same. You enjoy walking down Swan Street where every football player who plays football is there. And you love going to Cheeky Monkey where every person from the AFL industry goes to have their coffees.
No, they just need some more cafe options in Richmond, that's all. Well, mate, I think I'm conscious of letting you get to your drinks, and I think you've got to do a Lions package before you go.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But anything else you want to cover off? We obviously started the podcast halfway through the season, so it was a bit haphazard. But, you know, we had some nice moments.
We had some. What was your favourite moment of the year, Ash? What was your favourite podcast moment?
Oh, you can't go past the Nathan Buckley story.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You can't go past it.
No, well, you can't. I mean, I actually... Yeah. I told someone yesterday, I said, look, you know, I wanted to help my mate out, and I handballed him this, you know, little ripper of a story, and
yeah,
he didn't run with it. But I mean, what was yours, Dave?
What was mine? I'm trying to think what mine was. I enjoy having chats with you, Ashley. My highlight was just the day that we were both completely fuming at the situation in Paran and the parking situation there. It was the cyclonic winds that day. And I think it was either this podcast or a tennis one where we recorded an entire episode and then the microphones went on.
Yeah.
And then we re-recorded an entire episode.
Yeah. Well,
that was probably one of my highlights, Ash, just the general haphazard nature of it. Oh, and also the Dave Hughes debacle.
Oh, the Dave Hughes debacle was good. Yeah. What we need to do next season... hopefully we'll be back, is, you know, just lift our output a bit, and we need to figure out how we're going to do that. But I think there is potential.
Oh, my bosses would probably say the same thing at work. Lift your output a bit and there's potential.
Yeah. But
Maybe put a shirt on next season.
Yeah. I don't know, mate. I'm actually doing I'm offering a little bit of a fitness body transformation for eight men. So Dave, if you want to buy that.
This sounds unbelievably cult-like. Can you just give us a quick recap of what this 8-week transformation entails?
It sounds what?
It sounds like a cult.
No, I'm doing it with a PT mate of mine, and I thought it would be nice to extend, because I get a lot of people, I don't know if you've seen my anti-aging ad on Facebook called Age Mate.
That's gone. I see that all the time. It's really annoying me. I see it all the time.
Yeah, so
it went,
mate,
very well.
I get a message a day from someone saying, "Can you help me with my fitness?" This, and I'm like, mate, I don't really have anything to offer you.
You don't do things for free. That's your
well. That's why I thought I'd take eight desperate men looking for an answer. And delivering that answer.
Yeah. One of them's on this podcast.
Yep.
It's not me.
No. Well, hang on a second. well, mate, and then we're obviously going to transition swiftly into tennis, in the not too distant future.
Yep. We're excited for that. The Get a Grip podcast, of course, the social phenomenon, and the one of the great pieces of content is the Get a Grip podcast. Get a Kick, not so much. But we're excited to see where that goes in 2026 and beyond, Ash. Hopefully we can, maybe we'll get to a slam or two next year. Who knows?
Well, I'm going. I've told you I'm going to Wimbledon, but that's for our tennis pod. But mate, that's it. You go get to your drinks, talk to David King, and that's the Get a Kick podcast for 2026. We'll also keep, 2025.
Mate.
Yeah. We'll keep a finger on the pulse for trades, and we've got a few reels still on our socials. Get a Kick Pod.
Very good.
Adios.